2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's mostly cloudy, 88 degrees. KSL's top story. State leaders have cut the ribbon on the brand new prison. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz was at the ceremonial event.
Here at the newly built state prison, we are 5 miles west of the airport. All of the inmates, the governor says, in the next 2 months will be moved from the facility in Draper out to this new facility out west. Now, state leaders today at the ribbon cutting touting what an amazing facility this is to rehabilitate people who go into the system, helping families move closer to them where this area can be developed, and then also the development that will happen down at the old site of the prison in Draper. They call this one of the best investments the state can make.
It took 6 years to build the billion-dollar facility. A judge in Florida heard arguments in a lawsuit from Gabby Petito's parents today. The judge has to decide whether this case goes to trial. Petito's parents are suing Brian Laundrie's mom and dad, claiming they knew their son committed murder and helped him escape. We all know that a lot of Utahns changed their party affiliations for the primary election, but it was a little harder to do this year.
The Republican-led legislature made the change last year to crack down on party switchers, but it looks like the group most motivated to change parties is unaffiliated voters. Democrats have lost about 10,000 voters since the start of the year, and more than 17,000 unaffiliated voters have declared a party since then. The Republican Party as a whole picked up more than 20,000, meaning it's likely a large number came from that unaffiliated group. The numbers do not spell out where specific voters went, just the total change in number to each category. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:32. President Biden is calling on Congress to temporarily suspend the federal gas tax. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the proposed 90-day gas tax holiday is expected to save the average driver 18 cents per gallon through the summer driving season. The president is also calling on big oil companies to increase their production. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says the president's multi-part plan would offer consumers both short and long-term relief.
So we are looking at some significant challenges in the way of ensuring that American people have access to affordable, clean energy, but we're going to use every lever that we have across the federal government.
The gas tax holiday would have to be approved by Congress. The president is also asking states to temporarily halt their gas taxes or provide consumers with some other sort of relief. In breaking news at this hour, the Uvalde School District's police chief has been put on leave in light of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The superintendent did not give a reason for removing Pete Arredondo, but said it remains unclear when district officials will know the outcome of the investigation into the shooting. Texas's public safety director said this week that Arredondo made terrible decisions as the mass shooting unfolded. He called the police chief's response an abject failure. A powerful earthquake struck a rugged mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan earlier today. It flattened stone and mud brick homes. Preliminary reports indicate it killed at least 1,000 people. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden has asked government agencies to assess U.S. response.
We are committed to continuing our support for the needs of the Afghan people as we stand with them during and in the aftermath of this terrible tragedy.
The state-run news agency says an estimated 1,500 people were also injured. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Last week, the Fed raised interest rates by 0.75%. Will there be more rate hikes in the near future?
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell testified before Congress that the pace of future rate hikes will depend on whether and when inflation will start to decline. Critics on the committee accused Powell of being slow to react to rising inflation and voiced concern that the central bank's fight could tip the economy into a recession. Powell empathized with struggling Americans.
At the Fed, we understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so.
M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time, 5:35. Teachers are leaving education all over the country, but in Utah, it's not the teachers who are leaving. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson reports it's other staff members.
According to Brad Assay, the president of the Utah American Federation of Teachers, school support staff has dropped almost 10% in some districts. Bus drivers and cafeteria workers are understaffed and overworked, and their wages are not keeping up with the rising cost of living.
You know, custodians, we're talking about cafeteria workers, the support staff. The teachers group says the answer is higher wages for the support staff. KSL News Time, 5:35. Ricky, I'm just going to give you extra time here.
Well, we do have delays on I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Crashes in a few of those places as well, plus a road closure. If you're in the Holiday, Murray, Cottonwood Heights area, just be aware, a crash has taken out a utility pole southbound Van Winkle at 6100 South. Crews have shut down the southbound side of Van Winkle at Vine Street. It's a spot you got to avoid and find an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.